بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. See, it is important for us to make our affairs with Allah Ta'ala correct and straight. Our mu'amalat with Allah Rabbul Izzat must be correct, upright, straight with regard to all our matters. Our ibadat, our salat, our zakat, our hajj, our fasting, our matters related to people, society, our mu'ashara, our social interaction, our dealings with people. We have to make all these things correct and right. Our lifestyle, our mannerisms, our character. So every aspect we have to put right. In the previous majlises, we explained the importance of tazkiyah and the importance of getting guidance from a mentor, a spiritual guide, an alim, and the absence of which, then we take guidance from people who are close ones, who are friends, who will point out our faults and weaknesses. And if that's not possible, then from our enemy, if our enemy corrects us, then we take heed and we check that do I have this weakness what he is pointing out towards? And yes, if he's correct, then I must make islah and reform that in my life, regardless of whether he is my friend or enemy. And then we also mention what Imam Ghazali rahmatullah said, that if we see any wrong in another Muslim brother or sister, then first introspect our own lives. Do I have the same weakness? If yes, then I must correct myself. So Islah, as we mentioned, tazkiyah is extremely important. Our mu'amalat with Allah Ta'ala, haqooqullah, haqooqul ibad, everything has to become right and correct. And we mentioned zikrullah plays a very great role in this. And there are many other factors that will assist us in making our tazkiyah. And amongst these things is having good company. Suhbat. We hear this word suhbat a lot. I'm sitting in his suhbat. I'm in his company. You see, suhbat, company, has a great effect on the person. Simple, if a person is moving around, hanging around with people who are smokers, drinking wine, alcohol, because of that company he is with day and night, after some time, even though initially he was not a smoker, he was not a drinker, but this has an impact on his life. Their values become your values. You begin to mirror their habits, their mannerisms, their likes, their dislikes, their fashion becomes yours. So eventually the person also now becomes a drinker, he becomes an alcoholic, or begins to take drugs. So many people became addicts just because of the company they chose. And those people who were the so-called friends were addicts. And eventually this person fell into this sin because of the company he had or she had. And obviously if a person is sitting with people who are good, pious, then that piety also rubs off onto them. How often we found a youngster, suddenly he finds a pious person or an alim and he sits with him. And he always goes to him and asks him for mashwara, guidance, regarding his life, his deen. And within days you see a drastic change in the person. His entire appearance begins to change. Suddenly he feels more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He begins to change his zahir, and now he makes an endeavor to change his batin. Now he becomes more Allah conscious. As somebody said, when Allah wants good for any youngster, then Allah ta'ala puts him into the company of a pious person. That person will guide him. So, the effect company has, good and effect, good and bad. So the values of the people who we move around with. You're sitting with rich people, with aghniya, very wealthy, affluent people. Day and night you're moving around with only rich people around you, then automatically the love of dunya also comes in. Because all the time, in general we're talking, in general, they are talking about business, this transaction, that deal, that container, this is the price of the commodities, this is the profit, this is the nafa. So all the time the person is now only hearing those type of things. So what happens? The love of dunya comes into his heart. You're sitting all the time with poor people. What will happen? You'll make shukr of the little ni'mat you've got. You'll be content. If a man is sitting with women the entire day, in his office surrounded only by women, or day and night only with women, then shahwat will come into his heart. Desire for women will come into his heart. You're sitting entire day, you're an adult, you're only sitting with small little children. I'm not talking about babysitting and looking after your own children or grandchildren, but if a person has to hypothetically sit with only young children, sibyan, what happens then? Those type of games that small children play also comes into your life. Lahu and la'ib. You also begin to play like that, like a small child. Person sits with a pious person, then the taqwa, Allah consciousness, definitely some part of it comes into his life. Person sitting with ulama, then the knowledge of deen comes into your life. The love for learning comes into your life. You want to learn, hey, how must I read my salah properly? How must I make my hajj correctly? And my zakat, it is due. Let me check if I'm giving it correctly. Knowledge. The desire for attaining knowledge comes into the person. That is why Rasulullah said, Al-mar'u ala deeni khaleelihi falyandur ahadukum may yukhali. Beautiful statement of Rasulullah's hadith. A person is judged according to the habit, the mannerism, the deen, the creed, the religion of his friend, his bosom friend. People will judge you according to the company you have. Therefore, Rasul cautions us that you should see who you befriend. Don't just make any person your friend. One hadith says, لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا. That befriend only a believer. Why? A believer has iman. He has Allah consciousness. Salat time comes, he will make sure he goes for salah. You're traveling abroad, also he'll remind you, hey, let's make wudu, it's time for salah. So a person is judged according to the deed and creed of his friend. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِ. And we mentioned previously also how beautifully Rasulullah gave an example of the company of the pious man and the company of an evil man. He says, مَثَلُ الْجَلِيسِ الصَّالِحِ وَالْجَلِيسِ السُّوءِ كَمَثَلِ حَامِلِ الْمِسْكِ وَنَافِخِ الْكِيرِ. The example of a pious person, pious company, is like Hamir al-Misk, one who is selling perfumes, itar. He's got a perfume shop. You go to the perfume shop, what do you do? Either that person will apply some itar for you, some perfume. You say, try this. Sometimes he puts a few different itar. He wants to sell you that bottle of perfume. So you are benefiting from the fragrance that he's applying onto your hand. Or you purchase a bottle of perfume. And when you purchase it, obviously you're going to apply that perfume on yourself. So you're benefiting from being in that person's company because you're gaining that fragrance. And see, suppose you don't buy any perfume, he doesn't give you, he doesn't apply anything for you. But your mere presence in his shop for that few minutes, because he has so many perfume bottles there. The fragrance that perfume shop has is absolutely different. And the person enjoys standing there. So for that moment, he is there in his company, in his shop, he is benefiting from the fragrance of that shop. Like that, you're sitting in the company of a pious person, then the little while you spend, guaranteed you will benefit from his piety, from his company. Something of deen you will learn. He will remind you of akhirat. In a nice way, he'll take you out of some sin that you are committing. He will show you the road to tawbah, istighfar. And the converse, a person who has evil company, evil friends, then he is like nafikh al-kir, a blacksmith. He's got his iron rod, puts it into the furnace, and he's busy, and you go into his little place. And he's so busy, he might not even see you, observe you, that you are next to him. When he pulls that iron rod, it might even burn your clothes. You're standing in that shop, in the blacksmith's shop, for that few minutes. You're going to smell odor, smoke. You may cough. So that is the example given by Rasulullah SAW, that you sit by an evil person. The evilness or the stench of his evilness, his evil habits will also rub onto you. You'll also get that type of feelings that he is going through. You'll also, it'll come onto you. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Al-akhillau ba'duhum li ba'din adu illa al-muttaqeen. Friends in this world, on the day of Qiyamah, they will be enemy. As Thani rahmatullahi alayhi al-Mufassirin explained, that those evil friends who drew you, who lured you towards the evil company, took you to their clubs, instead of making dhikrullah, coming to a dhikr majlis, going to a dini program, going to the masjid, going out in the path of Allah, they took you to women, clubbing, dining, whining. On the day of Qiyamah, when you realize that this man showed me the wrong way, he led me astray, you will actually begin to hate him on the day of Qiyamah. You will become his enemy. Besides muttaqeen. Muttaqeen, they were pious. Their company was pure. Their company, in their company, you were reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatness of Allah, the love of Allah, the mercy of Allah. You're reminded of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his beautiful lifestyle. You're reminded that you're not going to live in this dunya forever. And there's an akhirat, there's a reckoning, day of reckoning. To stand before Allah, there is qabr, there's hisab kitab. He drew you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the muttaqeen. In the 19 juz, Allah ta'ala talks about a person who will actually physically bite his fingers and his hand. And he will lament and he will grieve upon the fact that why did he discard the sunnah way of life of Rasulullah ﷺ, and why did he take a certain person as his friend? Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. He will curse himself. Woe be to me. On the day of Qiyamah, he will curse himself. Why did I have to take that particular person as my friend? لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَانِي. Quran, Sunnah was explained to me. Dhikrullah was made. He took me away from that. So that friend of yours who takes you away from the remembrance of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, he's not your friend. You are going to bite your hand because he led you astray in this world by taking you away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek the company of good people. Seek the company of pious people, whether we old or young, and especially for our youth. Connect ourselves with somebody who will guide us. Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, kisi ahle dil ki sohbat, tu mili kisi ko akhtar, usse aa gaya hai jeena, فی آگیاہ مرنا. That when he, O Akhtar, when you put your hand into the hand of a friend of Allah, Ahl Dil, one who has got the love of Allah in his heart. We all have hearts, we all Ahl Dil. But Dil here is talking about the spiritual heart. That heart which is burning in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person has got no other agendas in being your friend. He's not interested in your dunya. You can throw dunya at his feet, he will ignore it. His concern is to link you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's worried about himself and you, so that you may be safe from the fire of Jahannam, and you may not go astray, and he may take you towards that path, towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, and to success. When a person finds such a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he understands the meaning of living in this world and dying. He lives for the sake of Allah. He'll die for the sake of Allah. His actual living and dying will be in conformance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His life will be free from sins. If he does commit a sin, immediately he'll make tawbah, istighfar. His life will be a pure life. Habib Umar, damat barakatuhum of Yemen, he says that when a person adopts the company of the impious, when a person adopts the company of an impious person, then you'll begin to have a bad opinion of pious people. You start hating pious people. And he says, when you adopt the company of pious people, you will have a good opinion of an impious person, a sinner also. You see, he made a mistake. May Allah forgive him. You'll cover his fault. You'll make some excuse for him. You'll make dua for him. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, Alaykum bil ikhwan. Find suitable good friends. فَإِنَّهُمْ عُدَّةٌ لَكُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. They will be a means of provision, assistance for you in dunya also. You have good friends, you in problem, they will come and assist you. Akhirat especially, because the person guided you in this world, he was your true, genuine friend, then it will assist you in the hereafter. We find the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they're known as Sahaba, from the same word, Saad, Ha, and Ba. Suhbah, Suhbah means to be in the company. They're known as Sahaba because they were in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at their lives before they embrace Islam. The morbid way of life, the immorality they were indulging in, drinking and zina and haram, and even burying their daughters alive. But the moment they embraced Iman, Islam, and they came in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they became shining stars. What a pure life they led. That you and I have been exhorted to follow Sahaba. Follow their way of life. You won't go astray. The life became so pure. The effect of the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sumama bin Usal radiallahu sallam, before he embraced Iman, it's a long story, he was taken as a captive, and in his case, he was tied around a pillar of Al-Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we go to Riyadul Jannah, we have pillars there, and we try and read our salat there. So one of the pillars is where Thumama bin Uthab was tied. And for 3 days, Rasulullah would come and feed him himself and ask him, how are you, Thumama? He was an enemy. He was against the Muslims. He fought against the Muslims, taken as a captive now. But he was in the company of who? Rasulullah and the Sahaba, and he observed the ways, the mannerism, the akhlaq, the humility, the love, the kindness. This had an impact on him, just 3 days. And once Rasul releases him, he goes, he takes a bath, he comes back, and he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu annaka Muhammad Rasulullah. He embraces Iman. You see the company of who he had the Sahaba and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a story mentioned many years ago. There were 3 brothers who were taken as captive by the Romans. And they were forced to renounce deen and Islam and Iman. And they were told to leave the deen of Islam. Otherwise they were going to be persecuted and killed. And they refused. They were very, very steadfast. So then, a boiling pot or a cauldron of hot oil was brought. And the eldest brother was then taken close and he said, he was told, if you leave Islam, you will spare your life. And he refused, so they threw him into that boiling oil and he was obviously became shaheed. And the second brother, the same thing happened to him. And when the third brother was brought, the king looked at him and says, you see what happened to your two brothers? We'll do the same to you. But we'll give you some time. Think about it. We'll spare your life. And what they do, the king's friend had a very beautiful daughter. And he told the king, don't worry. Because initially they tried, they gave him some respite, he was still steadfast, and he refused to renounce Islam. So this friend of the king says, I've got a very beautiful daughter, leave it to me, and you see when she entices him, how he's going to leave his deen and iman. He's taken in the room with her. Days go by, he doesn't even look towards her. After some time, this father comes to the daughter, asks, what has happened? So she says, you know what, I think because he's in this area where his brothers were killed, it has had an effect upon him. Why don't you send him far away and I will go there and then I will try and persuade him and tempt him to leave his deen. So he says, okay, it's a very bright idea, very good idea. So they sent far away. But what happened actually was this young girl, she became so impressed in the company of this young man. She found that the entire day he was fasting, the entire night he's engaged in prayer, in ibadah. This being in his company, she was put there to entice him and make him lose his iman. But she became influenced in his good company. She tells him, listen, I want to embrace your deen. I have already seen what I have seen. And then they get married. And they manage to escape. So good company has a good effect. Evil company has an evil effect. We have children. We as parents have to find the right company for them. This month of December is on our doorstep. And we know what type of sins and what type of evil become prevalent in these days. We have no idea of what way our children are going. Who are the company? It takes a few days and they can lose the iman. Their whole mindset can change. They can actually become addicts. They can start drinking alcohol. They can fall into the trap of zina. Your pure daughter can become pregnant out of zina. Are you prepared to allow all this? Find them suitable company. Look for them pious people who will guide them, will be a source of hope in their life. When a person joins good company, the very first thing what happens, you begin to hate evil and sin. And Allah protects you from haram. So previously you may have been doing something wrong, but now you're in good company, so immediately you are refraining from evil. Now the desire for doing good comes into your heart. So suddenly you want to read Quran. And sometimes you find that you are unable to read Quran, so now you find somebody who will teach you Quran. Now you are making dhikr of Allah, you're carrying tasbih in your hand. Now you want to go for any dini program because you're in getting some type of enjoyment that you never had previously. That enjoyment with your friends chilling out and talking nonsensical talks, futile talks, laughing and merriment and doing haram. You thought that was giving you some type of happiness and joy, but when you saw real joy and real happiness, when you gain the qurb of Allah Rabbul Izzat, when you become a true ummati of Rasulullah, this ecstasy is far greater than the other one. And you wish you could bring your friends also into this company. So respected friends and elders, when a person enjoys good company, he will move away from evil, he will move towards good. He will remember akhirat. Allah will give him thabat fi deen. Allah will give him steadfastness in deen. Sunnah will begin to come into his life. He'll find himself on occasion just tearing and crying. His heart will become softer. All this is why? Because he chose good company. May Allah Ta'ala grant all of us good suhbats, young and old, whether we are youngsters, women folk also need good company. How often a wife, a lady, she joins friends who wish to keep on going out for coffee, beginning the day, year. And what do they talk? Now this one to see how I get this for my husband and I travel there and I do this and this, I bought that clothing. And that other woman who was not been given so much from her husband because he couldn't afford to provide for her so much. Now what happens? She goes back home, she makes demands. See the effect and the sohbat. My respected friends and elders, I'm going to repeat this beautiful statement of Allama Rumi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. It's such a statement, a quotation that has such a great impact on the heart of so many people. I share this with. Half of life has been lost through charming others. Half of life has been lost through charming others. And half of life has been lost going through anxiety caused through others. Leave this play, you have played enough. How long are we going to play in this dunya? There is a time in akhirah that we have seen so many mayats, so many people passed away, young people. We are not going to live forever. This English year is coming to an end. We didn't even see this year, as though it had zero barakah. The next year is already coming. Time is moving so rapidly. Our children are growing. We are growing older. Let us stop playing in this dunya. Let us make a concerted effort. Cry to Allah. Beg to Allah. Ya Allah, I want to change my life. We're not here to look down upon others. We're here to give hope. And inshallah, if we have good company, it will protect us from many an evil. Rasulullah said that Al-wahdatu khayru min jalisi su. Remember, you rather be aloof than being in evil company. But he says in another riwayat, wal jalisu salihu khayru min al-wahda. But pious company is better than being alone. The man is alone, the woman is alone, the young boy is alone, the young girl is alone. What happens? He's got the internet. He's going to the Google. And then he's going to go into such sites and haram because he's all alone. Rather be in good company. When you're in good company, because you're in the presence of people who are now with you and they're doing good, you're not going to do evil. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi says, نَقْلُ الْأَحْجَارِ مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْحَلْوَى بِالْفُجَّارِ. He says, going through great mujahada, having a simple life, carrying stones, tying stones to your belly, hardly having any food, going through mujahada. Mujahada means going against your nafs, your desires, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having very little of this world. But being in the company of, you're doing all this in the company of pious people, this is far superior and greater than having halwa and nice dish and nice food with evil people, with sinners. You're eating some food, you've got friends, mashallah. Yes, you can be light-hearted, there's no problem in that, as long as you don't become ghafil of Allah. And you talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talk some deen, this is permissible. But to go with such people, and now they are talking all things that are going to take you away from the dhikr of Allah, and your heart is going to become hard, then this is not going to be good for us. This is going to affect our tazkiyah and becoming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant me first, grant all of us. Allah give us the company of pious people, of people who will guide us in our life, people who care for us, people who are concerned not only about our dunya, but more than that, they are concerned about our akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Isadru sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu, lakal shukru kulluhu, la nuhsi thana'an alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-matin, wa ya rahim al-masakin, wa ya arham al-rahimin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, you are the only one we can talk to, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the only one who can listen to our cries, my Allah. You're the only one who knows our heart's desire, my Allah. You're the only one who knows our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, you're the only one we can complain to, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, you are so merciful, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have perfect qualities, my Allah. Ham kamzore, ham zaifi, we are the weak ones, my Allah. We are your slaves, my Allah. Ya Allah, time is running out for us, my Allah. This entire dunya will come to an end soon, my Allah. Ya Allah, then it will be akhirat only. Ya Allah, we have to stand before you, my Allah. How are we going to explain to you whatever we have done in this dunya, my Allah? Hey, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, don't become naraz the rest of the day of Qiyamah. Forgive us now, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. We are weak, my Allah. We try, my Allah, but we fail, my Allah. It is only your mercy that you can guide us, my Allah. And you can accept us, my Allah. Overlook our weaknesses, our faults, my Allah. We have got too many faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making tawbah, istighfar. Ya Allah, we promise you so many times and then we break those promises, my Allah. We are unloyal, we are disloyal, my Allah. We are unfaithful to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you provide so much for us, my Allah. You have given us be-shumar ni'mat, my Allah. You have given us iman, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You provide for us day and night, my Allah. And still we are ungrateful to you, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, forgive us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, show us sirat mustaqeem. Keep us on sirat mustaqeem. Give us pious company, my Allah. Find us pious friends, my Allah. Who will guide us, my Allah. Protect us from evil people, my Allah. From evil company. Protect our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah, from evil ones, my Allah. Keep them, make them pious, my Allah. Keep them in the company of the pious ones, my Allah. Make us all from the salihin. Make us from the muttaqeen, my Allah. Allah, our hearts have become heavy through sins, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha. Anta khairu man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa maulaha. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab al-nar. Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jail, sukoon, rahat, protection. Your ma'rifat, your qurb, give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of begging from you, the sweetness of making sajda before you. Give us the sweetness of your zikr, my Allah, of taking your name. Ya Allah, give us the enjoyment of your ita'at and ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, so many people who are sick and ailing, my Allah. So many have undergone operations, my Allah, in hospital, at home, my Allah. Grant each one shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqil, da'im. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabr jameel. Forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us from the shar of the shirin, from the fitna of the fitin, hasad of the hasirin, from the zulam of the zalimin. Oh, brothers and sisters, ya Allah, in different parts of the world, we are there suffering, especially in Gaza, ya Allah. Unki nusrat farma, unki himayat farma, unki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, guide them, help them, ya Allah, protect them, give them victory now, my Allah. Ya Allah, dushman ko khatam hala kar dijiye, ya Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, ya Allah, we've got so many desires, so many hajat, so many needs, so many difficulties. Remove all our difficulties. Make us happy in this dunya. Make us happy in the qabr. Happy in the akhirat, my Allah. When we will see you, my Allah. Don't deprive us of seeing you, my Allah. Help us to follow Quran and Sunnah, my Allah. Protect us from evil people who will take us away from your deen. Who will give us fanciful interpretations of deen, my Allah. Keep us away from them, my Allah. Make us understand pure deen, my Allah.
Make us hold on to pure deen, my Allah. Give us istiqamah and steadfastness, my Allah. Eh, Malik, ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, ya Dafi al-Baliyat, ya Hal al-Mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarreen idha da'uk, Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhirah wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughrina biha, rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, give us mawt al-Madina al-Jadid, qaril al-Jannat al-Baqiyah, my Allah. Granted the support of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, the Houthi Kuthul water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abra, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, ya Allah. The work of da'wah and tabligh, tazkiyah, ta'aleem. Ya Allah, madaris, different organizations, individual people doing good work. Accept all the good works around us. Ikhlas and maqbooliyat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for every ni'mat you have given us. Ya Allah, and we confess our weaknesses, my Allah. Give us, ya Allah, whatever we have asked for. Ya Allah, and what we have not asked for, it is khair for us. Ya Allah, you grant it to us, my Allah. Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool farma. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrat a'yun. Waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.